28 minutes after 10. We've got Walt Kelly here with us. Walt, I've been meaning to ask you, what have you been doing since you started drawing Pogo?
What was that again?
I said, what have you been doing since you stopped drawing the Pogo comics? No, that different Walt Kelly.
That's a different Walt Kelly.
What do you do, Walt?
Well, I run the Hutch Cafe, me and my wife and three daughters. And we are glad to have you guys here.
Well, we wanted to thank you so much for your hospitality, for having us here and disrupting your whole morning, because we've taken over a whole part of the counter here.
And so you can do this 7 days a week if you want.
Well, Raj and I might take you up on that.
Okay.
So we can come down 7 days a week, Raj. We want to do this here at the cafe. How long have you been here?
15 years.
Right at the spot here, huh?
Right here, yes.
Nice cafe. Roger has not yet tried to hit you up for a cup of coffee or anything, has he? We try to keep him away from the proprietors because he always tries to do that. He never tips the proprietor.
Oh, he does. Well,
I don't want to say that.
That's right. Let me tell you something about that Erickson. He eats, too.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah. You all don't know how much he eats. One time he got stuck in an elevator between floors. And you know how they have that little telephone there in case of the emergency? He picked up the telephone and ordered a pizza. How you doing,
Dan? Ah, pretty good, August. How are you doing?
This is Kelly, huh?
That's Kelly. Nice to see you around this time of the day. You're usually back on the farm by 10 o'clock.
I wanted to come in here. You got any corned beef and cabbage?
Yesterday, Roger. Yesterday.
Yeah.
He could tell.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have a little song.
Yes, pretty Bill, song about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Bill, here. What's your name?
Bill Holmquist.
This is Bill Holmquist. How long have you been singing, Bill?
Well, let's see.
Here it is. Here's Bill singing.
You gotta be thankful for the Bible, Jesus, and your mom and dad. For your bike and for your clothes and for your butter and your bread. For your shoes and socks and under things and all the clothes you wear. And be thankful for your nose and your hair. That's what Thanksgiving is.
.10:32, this is WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I'm going to spell a name that many people find hard to pronounce, B-U-C-H-K-O-S-K-Y. Once again, B-U-C-H-K-O-S-K-Y. Now you try to pronounce it. If you said Bukowski, congratulations. You have properly pronounced not only the hardest, but one of the finest names in jewelry. Bukowski is no ordinary name. But then, Bukowski is no ordinary jeweler. Their selection is extraordinary, and so is their quality. Quality you can see in the cut, color, and clarity of each and every diamond. Now that you know how to pronounce Bukowski, here's how to find Bukowski. In Edina's Yorktown Fashion Mall, and in Roseville's Rosedale Shopping Center.
Save 20 to 40% on specially selected remounts at Bukowski Jewelers in Edina's Yorktown Fashion Mall, and in Roseville's Rosedale Shopping Center. We're on the go at WCCO Radio here in Hutchinson at the Hutch Cafe. Chuck Lilligren and Rog Erickson as part of our Farm City Days broadcast.
Boy, that was beautiful singing there, Bill Holmquist.
I thought he did a great job.
About a nice Thanksgiving song. Now, Bill has a joke for us. All right, Bill? You don't have a joke? That's not your joke? No, you haven't told that on the air yet. What was that?
I wanted to get back at anchor.
You don't want to tell your joke first. So you were just telling it to me. We weren't on the air. We got to hear that one.
That didn't go over the radio yet.
No, that didn't go over the radio yet. You have to tell it over again.
Well, there was a Swede that fished along the coast of Norway and on a little island.
Fishing for lutefisk?
Yeah, that's what he's after, winter supply. And when these Norwegians went by there, well, he'd stand and make faces at them. Yeah. So it made the captain kind of mad, so he decided to send four men in there and dust them off a little, he said. Not hurt them, but just straighten them out. And these men went in on the island, and when they didn't come back, he said, well, we better all go in there and find out what's happening there.
Yeah. How many were there?
Oh, there was about 10 or 12 Norwegians went in there.
10 or 12 Norwegians went in?
Yeah. And when they got on the shore, there this these people are laying there bleeding. And so he says, to the crew when they came in, he says, go back to the ship. There are two Swedes on this island.
Well, those Swedes are tough.
Yeah, they're tough. Well, I'll tell you, we have Wally Pickle here.
The one and only.
How are you? He's carrying two horns.
Let's hear it from him. Now, anyone who has lived around this area, I guess almost anywhere in the Midwest, has heard of Wally Pickle. Now, you had an orchestra for many years, didn't you?
That's right, and we still do.
They're the Sweet Pickles or the Dill Pickles, or what did you call them?
Wife calls us the Dill Pickles.
With Wally Pickles Orchestra.
Right.
I always thought you could do more with that. You could have had, you know, depending upon where you are, sugar beet country, call them beet pickles.
Last time I saw you was at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis. You did a show there right after I did.
That's right. Charlie Boone and I were there.
That was for a printer's convention.
Right, and we followed you, and that's the hardest act to follow in the whole world. He has an orchestra, but he also is a one-man orchestra. And he will do this. Don't you do something while bouncing on a pogo stick?
That's right. I didn't bring the pogo stick along, though, today. I didn't know if Walt would appreciate it here at the cafe.
But now you even play more than one instrument at once.
Two and three.
Two and three. Have you warmed up this morning? Could you give us just a few seconds of playing? Now, some think there's a gimmick. They think that he's blowing into a single mouthpiece that goes out and do two or three different ones. But these are separate. Let me show you how separate they are. Clang them together so we can tell, make noise there.
Yeah.
So we know they're together. Is this... But just bump them together so they know they're loose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
bang, bang.
Okay, there they are. The first time I saw you do it, there's a gimmick. He's blowing into one mouthpiece, and they're all going into the same one. But that's...
Not right.
No? So he has, right now, two trumpets. And what are you going to do for us?
Let's do just a little bit of the Bugler's Holiday, shall we?
Bugler's Holiday.
Okay, all right.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready.
That's a tough act to follow.
And he can do three. He can actually do three at once. How do you manipulate your mouth like that? What a radio announcer he would have made.
There's an obvious answer to that.
I got news for you, I was. You were a radio announcer. I mean, he can deliver two commercials at once. You can... Has KDUZ heard about you? You can make a bundle for him. Well, Wally, it's fun of you to stop over here.
Well, thanks. My pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
Hope we see each other on the road someplace in another show soon.
Right. Very good. Wally Pickle.
So long.
Yeah.
You make good a deal, Rod. You get to go on first. He has to follow you. 22 minutes to 11 is 31 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Now, hear this.
WCCO Television News would like to speak to a common consumer complaint. It seems that many news viewers think the 10 o'clock newscasts are little more than warmed-over versions of earlier news shows. At WCCO Television, we think reruns belong on networks, not on newscasts. Pat Miles, the local news editor and anchor on the new 10 p.m. report, agrees.
If you say it's news at 10, then it really should be news at 10. That means staying on top of late-breaking stories, interviewing local newsmakers, and filling in key details on important stories that happen during the day. A 10 o'clock newscast should be a wrap-up, not a repeat.
Watch Pat Miles on the new 10 p.m. report. You'll see more local stories than ever before, and you'll see a local report that leaves the reruns for the Late Late Show. WCCO Television Channel 4. News for thinking people.
Doing that. 21 minutes before 11 is 31 degrees. We're on the go with WCCO Radio in our Farm City days. We're in the city part of our broadcast now in the fine city of Hutchinson, Minnesota, which is west of the Twin Cities area, and we're right on Highway 7. We're visiting with Rod Erickson. I'm Chuck Lilligren. Charlie's back at the studio, and we'll be visiting with the mayor of Hutchinson here in just a moment. Roger?
We have Jim DeMeyer with...
Jim, how are you, Jim?
How do you do, Chuck?
Nice to meet you.
Same to you.
Mayor of this fine city? My gosh, what a bustling town. Huh?
Yeah, we keep alive. We keep going.
It's a town, it's a city. How much has it grown in the, like, since 1970? Hasn't it doubled or something?
No, it's not doubled, but it's had a lot of substantial growth. There's, if you think back when I first came to Hutchinson in about 1970, the southern part of the community was what's now is Plaza 15 and Pomida and the mall and the motel where you stayed. That was cornfields and soybeans. So if you visualize that whole section there being transfigured in that period of time to homes, and we've had a lot of other areas we've had growth also. So it has grown immensely, but not to that magnitude.
But it's a great thing when a community and area like this has that mixture of farming and business. And corporate.
Absolutely. When I made the choice to select Hutchinson to live, I was at an age that I felt I would like to select a community where it could provide for me, hopefully through my retirement years. And when I grew up on the farm. And I'm proud of that heritage. Listened to you fellows for many years.
Yeah. Well, and, of course, Chuck is the farm director. I don't like to talk about the farm.
I understand.
And my experience is on it.
That, is that why you do it at 5 o'clock in the morning when I leave every morning?
What are you doing up at 5, Jeff?
Well, that's a good hour to get up. If you don't start the day out at 5 o'clock, you've missed a lot of it.
Well, we always figure anybody lays in bed till 5 is a little lazy or, you know, doesn't have much to do. But
yeah, right.
But 5
yeah.
is a pretty good
time. We don't trust anybody who gets up after 5.
I get up.
Say, we'll be back in just a minute.
Bonaventure.
The excitement of Scandinavian holidays comes alive at Bonaventure.
Bonaventure.
With a joyous celebration of singers, dancers, food, and fun.
Bonaventure.
This weekend, Bonaventure salutes the countries of Iceland and Finland, with Icelandic folk singers performing on Friday and Finnish folk dancers on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, along with the hijinks of Little Tomty, the mischievous gnome who'll delight your children with his tricks and magic. Bonaventure's courtyard holds a breathtaking display of Scandinavian-trimmed trees, and our shops are filled with wondrous holiday offerings. Come celebrate the customs and traditions of our rich Scandinavian heritage. Join us for Scandinavian Holidays. Highway 12 and Plymouth Road, next to Ridgedale.
You know, they speak of cities. Now, a lot of people don't realize that one of the cities around here is Heatwell, one of the larger cities in the area.
I was surprised to find that there were a number of people who hadn't heard of it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where they have the famous Threshing Association.
Yeah. Now, Heatwell is a town very similar to Bernadotte, just as big,
like it, yeah.
Has just as much development.
They don't have an airport. That's maybe held them back a little bit, but they do have one of the fine general stores.
The general store burned down.
Did it?
Yeah,
right, that's why
gone.
They did have, yeah, well, that's
we
probably why
to
they heard
that,
about it.
You guys describe it on the radio one day as wondering if it was a rash that you got or what. Heatwell is alive and well, and we're trying to make it grow.
That was Bill Farmer that said that.
Is that what
yeah,
it was? We heard
kind
it.
Kind of a rash.
But that's all right.
I want you to be... Who is this now? Tell us.
I'm Bob Elliott. I'm the president of the Heatwell Threshing Association.
Now, they have a big threshing bee. How many people did you have just this past...
This year, we had an estimated 6,700 people come out.
Woo! The old-fashioned way.
All the old-fashioned way.
With horses?
We rented our land, and we put the crop in with horses and antique tractors.
Yeah.
And we took it off with binders and so on and so forth. And then for the show, we threshed and had the corn shredders and horses.
Be nice to this guy because he's just gotten in the Morgan business.
Oh,
He picked up a couple of Whitegate fillies from Ollie Johnson here at Hutch.
Two Morgan men get together. you have until 11 o'clock news. You go ahead and talk now about your Morgans.
No.
These Morgan people are terrible, you know.
Well, we're happy to have you with us, Bob. And Bob has a cap for you, Roger.
Hey, that's neat.
You can show these to Farmer, and then maybe he will realize that it's not a rash and it is an actual living place.
Yeah, he will. Okay, we'll give one of these to Farmer.
Yeah, I'll give you a shirt.
Tomorrow morning.
You guys need these shirts to go along with your bibs here, I think.
I think that'll just fit right inside a match, to match the stripe. Coming up on 10:45 right now, we want to find out about the livestock trade and or the markets in just a minute here.
Boy, am I glad to see you. You can give me a hand putting up some of this fencing.
Oh, I'd like to, John, but I've got more than I can take care of on my own place right now. By the way, I've been meaning to ask, how'd your corn do this year?
I'm real pleased with the yield, and this year I'm sure glad I planted those other maturities you recommended.
Glad to help, John, anytime. Help with your seed, that is. John's always been a good corn farmer. Now he'll be even better, because I'm a better seed dealer than I used to be. You see, I'm now a DeKalb Pfizer genetics dealer. Yeah, I'm still selling numbers tailored to this part of the country, but now I have a more complete lineup. Corn hybrids like XL25A and T1000. Both are top-yielding hybrids around here. The XL25A stands strong and holds off disease. The T1000 stands strong, too, and it dries down a little quicker than the 25A, so we can start harvesting earlier and break up the workload. Let's get together for long and talk corn hybrids. I'm still the same man you've always done business with. The only difference is now I have a lot more to offer from DeKalb Pfizer Genetics.
All right, let's find out what's happening in the agri-markets as we check in with Kurt Zimmerman, who's sitting in for me in South St. Paul this morning. How you doing, Kurt?
Just fine, Chuck. Having a good time here. It sounds like you're having a blast in Hutchinson.
Oh, great time. Wonderful folks.
Beautiful place. We travel through there very often. Here's an update, first of all, for you on the Mercantile Exchange this morning. December live cattle down 32 at 59.15. January feeder cattle up 8 at 64.85. December hog futures down 45 at 55.70. February at 55.95 bid. February pork bellies down 180 at 81.55. Grain quotations this morning. December corn down 3/4 at 238 and 3/4. Chicago December wheat up 4 and 3/4 at 339 and 1/2. January soybeans up 2 1/2 at 581. December soy oil up 5 at 1710. December soy meal up 40 at 177.70. Chicago December oats at 159.5 bid. March at 171 3/4, up 1.5. And finally, Minneapolis December wheat up 2 at 379. A look at the morning agri markets.
Okay, thank you very much, Kurt Zimmerman. It is 13 minutes before 11 o'clock, 31 degrees, Twin Cities. Say, WCCO Radio's Ruth Kozlak. I want to talk to you a little bit about Ruth. You ever hear about a weight loss system that doesn't have you counting calories? Well, Ruth Kozlak is on a plan that she doesn't have to make any food decisions. What's the secret, Ruth?
I was just thinking about the holidays coming up, and I know I used to put on a few pounds with all the celebrating going on, but this year is going to be different because I've lost 46 pounds with a Nutrisystem plan, and they've helped me to control my eating, too. This is Ruth Kozlak, and the main goal with the Nutrisystem program is to help you lose weight once and for all. So at the Nutrisystem Medical Centers, they combine a great food plan with one-to-one counseling. The Nutrisystem food tastes great, and you have no food decisions to make, so it's very simple. And then the counselors at Nutrisystem teach you behavior modification techniques. And after the weight is off, they follow it up with a one-year maintenance plan. Call 636-4334 for a consultation. It's absolutely free. That's 636-4334. Nutrisystem Weight Loss Medical Centers are located in Edina, Brooklyn Center, Ridgedale, Roseville, and the Sunray Shopping Center in St. Paul.
12 minutes to 11 o'clock, we're broadcasting from Hutchinson in our Farm City days. Chuck Lilligren here with Roger Erickson, and you have...
You know, it was interesting hearing about that threshing bee.
It certainly
and
was.
There are a number of people here who can remember what that was like. They don't have to go to the threshing bee, like Anchor Nelson himself. Anchor?
Yes. You know, years ago, they stacked those bundles, and to see the perfection of structure of a pile of oat bundles put into a round, and the threshing machine would come in and do the threshing. Then later on, we went to shock threshing. The farmers would all bring a team and a hay rack and bring in the bundles, and the old steam engine would start up about 5 o'clock in the morning to wake the workers to get over there. And it was a great deal, and it was really a kind of a social affair, too. They'd meet the neighbors, they'd have big dinner at the farms, and it was hard work, but the hours were long, but they were a lot of fun. But I want to add this. We're talking about the Swedes and the Norwegians. You know, we've got a lot of Danes around here at Hutchinson. They talk a little different. And, you know, we're getting a real fine relations with the Swedes. We even go down to Bernadotte for lutefisk dinner once in a while.
No.
Oh, yes, you betcha, and we're beginning to like lutefisk.
It's gotten that bad.
Yeah, it's gotten that bad. You bet your life.
Boy, you're sunk now, Anger.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah.
When you start to like it, then you... Better check with your doctor.
31 degrees, going to be 33 degrees for high in the Twin Cities today, coming up on 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. And, of course, it's time for our CBS feature here on WCCO. The subject is young people.
Being in the popular arena has always appealed to the young, but there is one group that stands alone, not in any crowd, and they, says author Richard Peck, are the silent majority. This is Bob Keeshan. The subject is young people on the CBS Radio Network. Loneliness and youth after this.
Is this a good time to pick up bargains in cars, real estate, or the stock market? What's the safest, most profitable business to be in right now? And just how soon will the economy turn around? If you're asking tough questions like these, you'll profit from reading U.S. News and World Report, the magazine that helps you understand what's really going on in the world and how it affects you. With U.S. News, you'll get a clear, sharp overview of national and world affairs, plus down-to-earth advice from the experts on managing your money, cutting your taxes, protecting your health, and much more. And right now, you can profit from a special money-saving trial subscription offer and get 26 weeks of U.S. News for only $11.87. That's 35% off the regular rate, close to 70% off the newsstand price. So call now, 800-445-4500. Get 26 weeks of U.S. News at just $11.87, less than 46 cents a copy. 800-445-4500. Toll free, 800-445-4500, except in Nebraska.
Close Enough to Touch is author Richard Peck's most recent book for young people. He explains what young people like to read and the role that writers can play in books for the young.
A novel for a young person must always be the biography of a survivor, someone who overcomes his own youth, takes one step nearer her maturity, and always independently, never in the crowd. The peer group today is the great impeder of progress. The peer group will keep you young and low as long as possible. So in all of my novels, a young person steps away from the peer group and takes a step nearer maturity. That's what all young books are about. We're promoting independent action, and we're the only people in the world who do. Parents want children to be popular. Schools expect nothing from children, and the peer group expects absolute obedience.
He gets letters from readers, and this is what they ask.
They want advice. They want someone to talk to. They want to tell their troubles to a stranger whom they never have to meet and cannot peg. They simply want somebody to push back the loneliness. I get a tremendous sense of the loneliness of being young today, even in the crowd. And why not? There is no responsible adult authority now. The young win all of their freedoms from parents and schools by puberty, and that leaves them not as free as they thought, but lonelier than they expected.
He has found that young people today are reverting to traditional role-playing. He hopes his recent book, told from a male point of view, will expose his readers to the sensitivity of a boy's feelings.
The wonderful thing, though it's quixotic, would be to let young people know that men and women live in the same world together and can communicate and compete without exaggerated sexual role-playing.
What he hopes novels can do.
I hope they see in novels, maybe a little painlessly, some other lives in which these problems are problems, but they can be worked out. The young don't help each other. They hold each other back. And nobody grows up until he has to.
Tomorrow, Richard Peck thinks literacy is just another elective course. Bob Keeshan on the CBS Radio Network.